Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com are two websites. 877-817-9829 is the phone number. If you're new, we got some new audiences. We got new markets here. I think Memphis is coming online this week, so we're very excited to have them. It's a big week. It's a big event. Uncle Kevin's here. We got the Moriartys coming. We got Brian Burroughs and Tomies from Vax 2 are going to be here later. And this is a bang-up show. We're going to go right to Stuart Rhodes, of course, founder of Oath Keepers, is right in the middle of it. He's the man on the wall in Virginia right now. Stuart, welcome to the Power Hour.
Hey, thank you very much. Glad to be here.
We're going to just take 5-10 minutes of your time. Give us a summary. When did this start? What's happening? What do you see?
Well, the rally started about 10 o'clock, and now it's starting to end. Last speakers just spoke, and now the crowds are starting to go home. It's been a quiet day. Nothing happened. Northam's, paranoia or manufactured crisis didn't materialize. Just a bunch of Americans standing here free and armed outside of his, slave pen. We refuse to go into that goofy, ridiculous monstrosity. I think an unarmed gun rights rally is an oxymoron, especially in Virginia. So
yeah.
Anyway, folks came here and expressed their discontent with the governor, and I think it's going to blow up in his face. It's going to show that he was, a tyrant and overreacted and used manufactured fear to justify what he did. And it's just going to, in the end, it's going to bite him in the ass.
How many people are we talking? Was this a big crowd? Was it smaller than expected?
Oh, yeah, what? Very big. I mean, it's hard to say because we're all spread all around the square. That's what's kind of funny is that, instead of being on the square all together, he pushed everyone out in the street, and he claimed that he was doing this for public safety, and all it did is make people less safe because people down, packed in these little tiny little streets. But it's still been a peaceful rally despite all that. And we haven't seen any Antifa, no leftists showed up to attack anybody. None of that materialized either. So it's just been, very relaxed, calm, and kind of fun gathering American patriots. And so it's not over yet. So we never count chickens until they're fully hatched. When it's finally over, we're all, chilling out tonight, having a beer. Then we'll know it's completely over. But so far, it's been very quiet, very, very peaceful.
We've heard reports from even state senators there in Virginia. I think Stacey Adams is her name. She was saying, hey, this may be a setup. And she's a state senator saying this. We've heard reporters like even Tom DeWeese said he's heard chatter.
Yeah, I saw Tom DeWeese yesterday. I spoke at his event here in Richmond. Look, this is something that Matt Bracken also talked about. These were dangers. These are risks. And so I think they were right to bring those up, but I also think Americans have a right and a duty to do free speech and assembly and exercise their liberties. And so I think the right balance is to do that, but also mitigate the risk. That's what we were doing out here today, is walking around. Our guys are looking for agent provocateurs or possible false flag agents, but nothing's happened so far. But we were at a big gathering of militias last night, and one of the topics of discussion was that we're all going to be vigilant today. I think that's what also happened here today, is everybody here has their head on a swivel and is paying attention to what's going on. So it makes it much less likely for anyone to pull anything.
Well, that's what I was just going to ask you. Do you think, Stacey Adams coming out and saying this, people like Tom DeWeese, many other, Mike Adams, you being there, your group, the Oath Keepers being there, do you think that's basically made it impossible for some kind of false flag to be pulled off or just about?
I think that when you point it out, it makes it less likely to happen. I think that's correct. And, and we got our retired cops out here paying attention to what's going on, and I think that also has a factor. They don't want to get caught, right? So if you're a bad actor that's been paid a lot of money to go do something terrible, you don't want to get caught. So I think all those things combined. But, yes, I think the more you point out a possible false flag, the less likely it becomes, because it's like, well, see, we told you it was going to happen. So
this could be their worst nightmare, a peaceful demonstration.
Yeah.
These aren't protesters. These are demonstrators. They're coming together. You're meeting like-minded people. This could be their worst nightmare here.
Absolutely. I mean, like I said, it's going to put egg on his face and show that Northam's all his fantasy land nonsense about us being a bunch of crazy, violent people was just that, just nonsense. And so I think it's going to, like I said, it's going to wind up biting him in the rear end.
This is such good news. I'm so glad you took a little time. Do you think that he pushed everybody off the Capitol Plus because now the pictures are going to show empty space on the Capitol, make it look smaller than it is, too?
Right. And that's only because there's so many of us that just refuse to go in there. You know, like I said, I disagree with BCDL's asking people to go in there and be disarmed. I think it was a mistake. They should have left that thing absolutely empty. But I understand that they're trying to carry on with their event as scheduled. You know, they have a little bit of event inertia, I think. But anyway, the point is that there's for everyone that was inside of that fence, or there were like probably four times as many on the outside, remaining armed as free Americans.
Stuart Rhodes from Oathkeepers.org, he's the founder. He's that man on the wall that we need. He's there at places like this. Please support him, Oathkeepers.org, his great organization. Stuart, just a minute or two left. Anything you want to say to our audience about this? We kind of, you know, from a distance, we're with you in spirit. We're praying for you. Give us a sense, any kind of last comments about being there.
Yeah, I think the people of Virginia now need to focus on the long, hard fight of removing these knuckleheads from office, but at the same time, resisting down at the town and county level. That's what they have to do. That's why we're still here. We're going to be working out. We're going to go reaching out to the sheriffs and to the county governments and encouraging them to form sheriff posses or auxiliaries, auxiliary reserve deputies, and or militias to resist the governor, because he's not going to stop. This is the problem, is that the political left in this country is just never going to stop. They're going to keep pushing. The only way to stop them is to, you know, resist and nullify at the town and county level while you work to remove them from office.
Tyranny like hell is hard to defeat. That's what Thomas Paine said. What about a recall for this governor? Is there any talk about recall?
They lost their ability to do that in Virginia, unfortunately. They lost their ability to recall. So, you know, the politicians here have rigged the system pretty much against the people.
Yeah.
You know, but like I was just telling in another interview I did with the PBS station, you know, stop pushing, because people are not going to disarm. You're just not going to disarm them. And we have people here from New York, from Indiana, from, you know, all over the country have come here to stand up with other Americans. And so if it comes to a fight, it'll be the same thing. They'll have people from all over the country. There were militia last night at the militia meeting we were at from all over the country.
I'm encouraged by this. Obviously, guns are such a provocative topic, but guns seems to be that issue that gets Americans off the couch and on a side. I mean, this is the issue.
Because we understand where this ends. We understand
yes.
that if you disarm, it ends in a mass grave. And that's what communists throughout history. And that's what we're facing here. That's what these people really are. The radical left in this country are communists.
Bingo. Yeah, thank you. Stop calling left, right. They're communists. That's what they are. Absolutely. Stuart, thank you so much for taking time. I know you're busy there and doing everything. We're with you. Our prayers are with you. God bless you. And we'll talk to you soon, Stuart. I'll talk to you soon for sure.
All right. Thank you, brother. God bless.
Yeah, God bless you, Stuart. There he goes, Stuart Rhodes.
Absolutely.
That's crazy. I'm glad this is going this way. I kind of thought, to be honest with you, and we talked about it, I kind of thought it was going to be, this is an intelligence gathering operation for the deep state.
Trial run.
Well, they want to see what they're dealing with,
right?
Because the guns is the issue. This isn't, you know, this is no longer, we're not talking about even abortion. Abortion in America, it's out of sight, out of mind. You know, you can be against abortion, so don't get abortion. You know, so people don't really think about it. But guns, you're going to start, now they're thinking about it,
right?
Every day. You're going to take my gun? Well, that's a direct affront to me. This is the issue. Ladies and gentlemen, obviously there's a lot of things that are being put on us, a lot of chaos, order out of chaos. So there's a lot of chaos, but the New World Order has a different idea of what order means. But also out of this can come liberty. And that's where we want to go with this. We want liberty, that these walls may be breaking down. As these things break down, that virtue, principles, and liberty will rule out, and people will run to those. That's really what we want and where we want to go. So,
and we took a good first step.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm so glad that Stuart was able to talk to us and take some time.
Because anything could have happened there. Anything. They could have blew up something, somebody gets shot.
I just think there's too many cameras. I think they want to gather intelligence, to be honest. What are we dealing with?
Yeah. Well, now they know.
To an extent.
A lot of trouble.
To an extent. To an extent, they know. See, I'm of the opinion. See, the Moriartys are waiting. I want to get to them, but this is important. The, it's just like when they went to take the guns in Lexington and Concord. America, up to that point, had, it was really the first time that they united. They may have attacked a certain hamlet or a certain township or a certain town, the British. But the other ones just kind of stayed away and wanted to be safe, just kind of hands off. But when they actually went to Concord and did what they did, Lexington then Concord, people from all over came rushing to their aid, and that surprised the British.
Sure did.
So I'm of the belief that there's certain issues, this is one of them, if they push certain ways on these, it's going to be multiplied way bigger than they could ever imagine.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Then one of the generals back in the Revolutionary War said that people in America won't fight, step up and fight.
Yeah, that was the reports going to London.
Yeah.
Thomas Gage was the one who went, but other generals there were reporting to London that the Americans were cowardly.
Yeah, and I think the New World Order thinks the same of us here. We're weak. We've been broken down. Yeah, a lot of people have been broken down. A lot of people are weak. But when it comes to taking guns, we're going to step up. I know we are.
Well, even if we're physically weak or not, there's something spiritual. There's, there's a... I told us, see, the more hard you're waiting, but this is so important, ladies. This is such an important... I hope it fills you with hope.
Yeah, I sure am.
I've told the story about my dog. I'm going to tell the story about my dog, and then we're going to go to the Moriarty's.
Okay. Sounds
good. My dog had an ear infection, and this dog, it got to the point where I couldn't even touch the dog. I don't like vets, whatever, but I took the dog. I was desperate. Took the dog to the vet. They had to literally knock her out because the ear infection was getting so bad and get down in there and kill it. And so the vet says, here, you got to put this stuff in her ear. And I said, well, she won't let me get anywhere. And, you know, she's going to, I mean, and this dog was not a violent dog, but she was not going to let me put stuff in her ear. So he said, here, just give her this. And when she gets wobbly and stuff, whatever, then she'll be kind of woozy. And then you can clean out her ear again. You got to do it every so often. I said, all right. So the dog came the time. I gave the dog the pill. My wife and I sitting there watched the dog. The dog started to get wobbly, you know, it didn't take too long. We just waited. The dog was on the floor. The dog, we tried to pick the dog up, see if it would walk. It would literally put one foot in front of the other and fall down. Literally. One foot in front of the other, and it would fall down on the floor. I said, okay, perfect. Boom. This is our time, right? This is perfect. And, I'm sorry, I didn't have my phone on. Wow, that's Regina. Okay, that's another one of our guests. Anyway, literally, the dog was on the ground. I said, okay, it's perfect. So I laid on the dog. I was going to hold the dog down, hold his paws. And then Tristan was going to lift her ear and put the stuff in her ear, right? The kill shot, so to speak.
Yeah.
No reason to think anything. Everything's fine.
Yeah, dog's out.
Dog's out, fine.
Doesn't even move. Barely breathing.
Right. Just that.
No snorting.
No, nothing. They thought that was done. It was time they could go in for the kill, right?
Yeah.
This is what the New World Order thinks about us.
Exactly.
As soon as my wife put that tip of that thing, medicine, to that dog's ear, that dog shot up and ripped out of my arms like a greyhound. And I was laying on it. I was laying on the dog. I'm not small.
No, you're not.
The dog jumped up like a greyhound and running the rat and doing laps around the house and then ran downstairs. Forget it.
Yep. And that's going to be America.
That is America. Yeah. That American spirit will not die.
It will not.
Our next guest are longtime friends, fantastic resources, fantastic people, what they've been through. Their story is miraculous. I mean, you talk about miracles of the revolution. How about a miracle that they're even alive? The Moriartys, LibyanWarTheTruth.com. LibyanWarTheTruth.com is their great website. It's a fantastic honor to have them. Jim and Joanne Moriarty, welcome back to the Power Hour.
God bless you all.
Thank you so
much for having us. First thing I'd like to say is that, as you mentioned, our first revolution started in Virginia. We're praying that the second one starts there, too. And Stuart and his organization are absolutely great folks. And they have huge, huge numbers in the Oath Keepers organization. And those are really the guys that we all better look to helping us defeat you remember when Obama said he needed an army of 3 million under his personal control?
Yeah.
That was to disarm us. And Joanne and I really believe that those 3 million are already here. We have documented it, and we've been trying to tell everybody on your all show way back there about the mercenaries who were being trained in Libya at 29 CIA training centers. And they were given new Libyan names, new Libyan passports, and immediately the State Department here issued them permanent visas, or multiple entry visas and permanent green cards. And they were flowing into the United States at the rate of up to 4,000 a month. And those were the key people. And they were funded with $1 million to $4 million each. They bought, used car lots, strip centers, motels, furniture stores, all these things. And then the rest of them that they're bringing in across the border, of course, don't have to come in with anything because they've got these centers that these people go to. And if you would, they're anglicized, they're given a car, they're then added credentials. They receive immediately from the government about $3,500 a month, and they're receiving weapons and explosives and everything from the deep state here in the U.S. From the Libyan side, there's probably 400,000 have come in. And of course, they're taught English at those training centers in Libya. Those have mostly been shut down. But that was one of the objectives, and that was what started almost immediately in 2011. So there are people here in this country that are not Americans. They have no relationship to anybody here that will come to your home and kill you to take your guns away. And if they have these rolling blackouts, which is what looks like their plan, is that they're going to have these blackouts, and they'll last for several days. And, of course, when you and your family have been disappeared in the middle of the night, your neighbors won't know about it. Because, they must have decided to run off for safety purposes.
Yeah, went to their relatives, whatever. Let me ask you a scenario, since you brought this up, I mean, your intelligence is world class. I mean, even the government goes and talks to you because of your contacts in Libya. So, you know, people, our audience, especially new listeners, we got new markets coming in this week. They should not think that you're just pulling this out of your backside. Okay, I travel a lot for business, whatever, talking to different people. I'll go to one hotel 1 year, and then maybe I'll end up going to the next hotel, the same hotel a year or two later. And I can remember I would see the hotel had changed. It smelled of, Middle Eastern cooking. I'm not trying to be racist, right? I'm just telling you the facts. It was bought out. It used to be run by, white local people or black local people. Now it had certainly a Middle Eastern flair, and the different rooms they had Middle Easterners there. And I'm thinking to myself, now talking to you, I'm not paranoid. They came over here with money. They got money somewhere. They bought this hotel. They're having their people immigrate here. They're putting them up in the hotel, giving them jobs. This is kind of the new hub center. This is a sleeper cell sitting right here at the old Holiday Inn, or so to speak. That I'm not paranoid then.
No, because way back there, this was in 2012 maybe, in Northern California, 13. A group of local militias up there, not organized, but they heard us and they took us to an operation in the mountains, and we had to hike in the last half mile, and on this ridge,
kind of
we were looking down into
Redding, California, up by Yreka,
and with binoculars and parabolic microphones, we're looking down into a training camp full of people of tan skin, and they're being taught hand-to-hand combat,
bearded
knives. A lot of the men were bearded. There were women there, young women. I'm talking about young, 18 to 30. And, they were practicing with pistols and rifles. They were being taught hand-to-hand combat, knife use, and things like that. That was near Yreka, California, and that was in 2013.
Yeah.
So they're training centers here. And the bad part is the deep state knows about it because we talked to the FBI and CIA, gave them locations of some of the camps, like in Florida. Yeah, we know about that. But nothing's being done.
So, up in New York.
We don't have any friends in Washington, D.C. at all. Nobody here does. So, we all need to realize that there is an enemy that we all need to be aware of, and information is a tool. So, look at who the real enemy is. And one of the reasons, or I'm going to start off today, I'm going to follow through with what we did last week. And I want to have everybody help. I want to help them understand why we're
Hold on, Jim. Hold on, Jim.
Okay.
We got about just about a minute and a half before the break. I mean, I didn't know we were going to go here, but we got a minute and a half. Let's finish up this thought, and then the other side, go wherever you want to go about Libya. You're telling me in 2013, some of your contacts said, you want to see a training camp? I'll show you a training camp. And you hiked back in the middle of nowhere, had your microphones and you actually physically saw this. You turned this into the FBI or whatever, your contacts. They said, oh yeah, we know about that, but we're not doing anything about it. Is that what you just said?
They didn't say they weren't doing anything. They just said, yeah, we know about that.
They didn't say anything.
You know, that was all they said. And there was another one in Florida. We see some of these guys that came in with these Libyan passports. We gave them lists. We gave them copies of the passports and everything. And so they tracked some of them. And when we followed, yeah, we found this guy over here in Florida. You know, we found this. And we contacted people in Florida. They said, yeah, they've got a training camp down here. These people are in here being trained to do everything. And that backed in the information we provided upstream. Nobody in this government has ever done anything. They don't want to, because the people that are coming in here are part of the death squads that are now located in all 50 states.
They're part of the agenda.
And we're the target.
And what is the agenda being? The agenda being some sort of uprising or unrest triggered, and then they're going to be activated? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, they have to remove the guns.
Yeah.
We had some people in Canada contact us a number of times, and they said, please tell all your American friends, do not disarm yourself. You are our last hope for the world.
Same thing from Australia. But
yeah.
This is part of the Agenda 21. You know, they've got to get rid of all of us that are not sheeple. People
There's the music.
Going to follow whatever the government does.
There's the music. Wow. I didn't know we were going to start this morning, Kev. I didn't.
Yeah.
LibyanWarTheTruth.com. We'll be right back. The Moriartys. You're listening to the Power Hour. My gosh.
We're not very superstitious here at the Power Hour, but your lucky number this week is 17. Why? Because we have 17 products from the North American Urban Spice at a discounted rate of 10%. 10% off all North American Urban Spice products today all the way through this Sunday. Check out the full line of North American Urban Spice products at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com, or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys. Buy from thepowermall.com. Hurry, sale ends this Sunday.
I've been taking the curcumin for so many years. I'm up there in age, and I don't have any aches or pain. I haven't taken aspirin or anything of that nature for so many years. If I get a little nagging and I feel maybe a headache's coming on, I'll take about 5 or 6 curcumin, and it's gone. Pain is inflammation. I have always found that if I just take 5 or 6 curcumin, it'll blow it away within 15 minutes.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Now more than ever, we need your support. Jay's standing by to take your call. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
If you eat your man of food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
We know you like savings, and we know you like Strauss. Strauss Natural Products, 10% off this entire week. From now through this Sunday, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get a 10% discount on all our Strauss products. Right now through the end of the week or online at thepowermall.com. Buy from the good guys. Buy from thepowermall.com. Hurry. Sale ends this Sunday.
A big shout out to all our new friends in Memphis and old friends who know about the Power Hour. Of course, Joyce 20 so years ago started the Power Mall. If you're new or old, look, that's how we're funded, thepowermall.com. You want natural products at work or things that really are actually come from the manufacturer, not some fake thing you might find on Amazon or whatever, that's the Power Mall. That's how we're supported. That's where we get the fuel to put in this truck to run down this super highway here of independent thought, independent media, have people like the Moriartys. And do you think Fox News would have the Moriartys on here telling you this story? I think not. That's here because why? We're funded by you. We get checks from you, not George Soros. So we appreciate your purchases and your donations. Buy from the good guys. We're the good guys here working for you. So thepowermall.com, there's something for everybody there, even toothpaste, fantastic from Vitamir and mouthwash. Literally, ladies and gentlemen, for your oral, I don't care if you have a tooth problem or not. Check out that mouthwash, and it's fantastic, among the many other things. Buy something from the Power Mall, thepowermall.com. Getting back to the Moriarty, and oh, the number. You can call and actually talk to somebody, too, if you didn't know that. 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Getting back to the Moriarty, you know, I was sitting here thinking during the break, let me get this, because we've heard rumors like this, and you hear, people say this and what have you, but it's very rare. I've actually talked to somebody that's seen what you're saying. You've seen one of these training camps, tan people with beards. Look, you know, I mean, let's not be stereotypical, but my God, these are Middle Eastern Muslims, looks like, that are here training for hand-to-hand combat in some kind of future mission. Let's just be honest, that you saw this.
Yeah. Yeah, but they would be radical Islamists, not the real Muslims. Yeah. Their takfiri, Muslims call them fake Muslims.
Let me ask you about that too, because in America it all kind of gets thrown in the same box. I've seen reports that in certain areas, the radical, quote unquote, radical Muslim believes in what? That basically all the infidels should be killed, and we're going to have a jihad across the world. Is that basically a radical Muslim?
A radical Muslim is someone with psychopathic tendencies that the CIA and Mossad has put through their farm team training centers and are mercenaries to go out and do the killing, if you would, for the deep state. These are not
Why am I laughing?
They're not Muslims. They are radical.
You don't see them down on their knees praying six times a day. They don't do that.
And the way they've gotten this way is the CIA went in and found some crooked or bent imams and put them into mosques, supplied them with a lot of money, and as they bring people in, giving them gifts and things like that from these poor countries. And if they found somebody that had maybe too closely bred in his family, low intellect with psychopathic tendencies, and then they'd move them into the CIA training centers where they were radicalized, if you would, and they are the ones that go out and do the killing for the deep state, and they are CIA, wow, Mossad, MI6 trained mercenaries.
Yeah, the Libyans,
they're not
are,
Muslims. They've been called that.
The Libyans are very clear about this. The people in Misrata that are supposedly, now we are understanding, I knew they were Turkish mafia, but they said they are remnants of the Ottoman Empire, Turkish descendants. And they are Muslims, but they say they're Muslims, but the Libyans say no, they're Takfiri.
And
this is a long time ago.
They're fake Muslims,
yeah, the Kuwaitis say it too, and the Egyptians say it, the people we know. And I said, what does exactly Takfiri mean? They said that means they're a fake Muslim. They put on the face, but they do not follow the Quran. The Quran does not tell you to kill any part of that was put in there by the, who was it, the Ayatollah Khomeini?
Yeah, that crazy guy when he was in France.
He's the one who put in all the stuff about kill all the infidels and stuff. And Gaddafi threw it out of Libya. He would not allow it into Libya. And for that, they put a 20-year fatwa, kill order, on him. There was no radical Islam allowed in Libya before 2011.
Yeah, this Wahhabist sect, which is really the Saudis, and the Saudis are not even Muslims. They are absolutely cousins
to the Khazars.
To the Khazarian mafia. They never were Muslims. They're Khazarians. And this Wahhabism is another invention of the Khazarian mafia, just like socialism and communism. All the isms were invented by the Khazarian mafia. These are the guys that Jesus threw out of the temple as the money traders. They're from the Ukraine and the Black Sea area.
The Wahhabists are real radical and real dangerous. This is why Saudi Arabia beheads people that are on WhatsApp and throws people out of helicopters. And I don't know how many people they killed, innocent people, last year. And why women were never even allowed to drive until last year. This is Wahhabism. It's not really, has nothing to do with Muslims. They should have a new name for it.
That's why they're allowed to do all the atrocities they do without anybody blinking an eye. And they're put on the Human Rights Commission on the UN. And they're killing people, chopping heads off left, right, and center. I mean, this happens all the time. But see, Saudi Arabia is part of the deep state. They're Khazarian mafia. They're Satanists.
They're Zionists. They're also greatly afraid of the New World Order, so they are working for it now.
Really? Now, did you see that? I had no idea we were going to go down this, but since we're going, I'm pretty interested.
Who knows where we're going? Damn.
Yeah, Saudi Arabia. The prince there, but the head guy, I can't remember his name. He was in a meeting with Donald Trump, and they had that globe, that white globe, and they put their hands on that creepy picture on that. People. What do you know about that?
Well, we don't know much about that particular thing. Jimmy might, but I don't. I know that $500 billion worth of weapons were sold to Saudi Arabia.
With Jared as the broker making 10%.
Yeah, Jared Kushner. Why does the U.S. government need a broker? And the other part is they are destroying Yemen. Yemen has never done anything to Saudi Arabia, but they continue to destroy it because it's on the list of those seven countries. And Donald Trump, the United States Senate, I think, and the Congress said we're against the war in Yemen, against Saudi Arabia, bombing it indiscriminately and killing hundreds and thousands of people. And he vetoed that. What does that tell you? Why would he veto that?
Well, we can't solve that question in the amount of time left, so let's move on. But these are good questions to ask, and I think our audience is asking that. We certainly should keep that up. My uncle has his Donald Trump watch. His watch is losing time. His Donald Trump watch. That's kind of our running joke.
I bet his wrist turned green too.
Not yet.
I got his microphone turned off, Jimmy. He's in the corner with the light off. So anyway, you sent me a couple articles. One of them I thought, well, both of them were very interesting. One of them is about Libya, what's going on there. But the other one is about the wage disparity. And I've started to see this. You're, have some background in finance and stuff like that. So you have some perspective contacts. Tell us a little bit about what's going on. I think this is, not a good sign, but go ahead. Just anywhere you
want to go. We started this last week because the people here, it's like, you know, we're being kept barefoot and hungry. And the people here are being told that the economy's great and everything's fine and everything, but the truth is not that. And all the pundits and everybody, but you also have to realize that except for alternate media, all the media is owned by six corporations who are owned by George Soros. So there's nothing, all these financial analysts and all these guys that put out this information, oh, everything's great, it's not. So I gave you all some references last week about how to really track what the economy really is with hard facts, not some fairy tale. And then today I found this last week I found another really good article by a guy that is right on top of it. I can't pronounce his name very well. His name is John Hellevig. And in this article, it's widening income and wealth gap and stagnating wages in America. And this goes back, this gives you a history with charts. Everybody can see the visuals. So these are a bunch of charts. There's maybe 30 or so different references, indices and everything. So you can look at them and you can see what has really happened, not what you're being told. But these are the facts that you can see, read about with your eyes and your intellect, and you can see that there's a disparity that has been increasing dramatically since really the 60s, and then the 80s. The first chart shows the top 1% incomes grew five times as fast as the bottom 90%. And there's a chart that shows it. So that means that the 1%ers, their wealth is five times faster growth than everybody else. And the next chart shows share of income earned. And the bottom 50% are down here. Our total income represents about 13.5% of the total. So 90% of the people in the United States are getting 13.5% of all the income. And the top 1% are getting 25 or 22 or 23%.
Wow!
And it's worse. We're now down to 0.1%. Really has all the wealth in the United States.
I looked over those charts and it was fascinating to see. And some of them go back to even 1917, which is near the beginning of the Federal Reserve's beginning. But in the last about 10 years, there's one chart there where you can see the top 1% income and the bottom half or bottom 90%, whatever it is. It's like they're going opposite directions. It's just exploded since, I don't know, the last about 10 years. It's really widened. And part of that, the stock market. So the question becomes, you know, every time the stock market goes up 100 points, Donald Trump talks about how big and beautiful it is. Why is the stock market flying up when really the baseline economy is being undermined and is really a shaky floor, to be certain?
Okay, last week, one of the articles that I referenced, the Federal Reserve admits that they are supporting Wall Street with trillions of dollars. And for more than 2 years now, I've been telling everybody about the three banking entities that have unlimited ability to print toilet paper is the Federal Reserve, European Central Bank, and Bank of Japan. And they're all owned by the same Khazarian mafia. And what they did is they went into tax-free island operations in several different locales and formed corporations. And these three banking entities are funneling money into those corporations, and those corporations are turning around and buying stocks and bonds and treasuries in the United States, in Europe, and Japan, and they keep floating the price up. And it's funny money that they're using, so they keep pumping money in. But if you go back and look at the buyers in the market, there aren't any. There are these few little entities that are buying all the time, and they keep running the price up because it's all phony. There is no buyer. There are no buyers of treasuries or U.S. bonds anymore. The only buyers are these foreign corporations that are funneling money from the Federal Reserve, European Central Bank, Bank of Japan. So the U.S. is continuing to roll more debt towards the Khazarian mafia with phony money. And the poor schmucks that are in the marketplace still with stocks and bonds are being ate up with lies.
And so, all right, let me interject. Let me interject in just a couple, you don't have to expound on this, but just a couple quick questions I want answered. The hard statistics would say that the stock market is incredibly overvalued. The P/E ratio, the debt to income ratio, all these things are saying, five companies are 18% of the market cap for the S&P 500. Five or six companies, I think. Apple, Microsoft, Alphabet, Amazon, and Facebook. That's five. Maybe there's one more. But those five or six companies represent 18% of the whole market cap of the whole S&P 500. Everything logically, statistically, traditionally would tell you the stock market is about to fall right off a cliff, but yet as long as this money is getting pumped in, the stock market's not going anywhere, right?
Yeah, but there's not money being pumped in, there's toilet paper.
Well, I hear what you're saying, but as long as the good faith and confidence of the, I hear what you're saying. Because I've had this debate with Joseph Meyer. As long as they're pumping trillions of dollars every 4 or 5 months through the back door through these companies, there's no way the stock market's going to go down. It can't.
Yes, but this is why I'm giving you all the information I am, because this disproves that theory.
Okay, go ahead.
Because in the United States right now, I think the number is like 75% of all people in the United States have less than $5,000 in savings, and 45% have zero savings.
Yes.
Take that number and try to say that we got a robust
economy. No, that's not what I'm saying. Jim, that's not what I'm saying at all. I agree. I agree with everything you said. I'm agreeing with you. But for people sitting here at home and we're looking at this and it seems like two realities. And so what do you mean, Jim? The stock market's doing good. If all these things are true, why wouldn't the stock market going down? I'm saying I agree with everything you said. The fundamentals in our economy are not strong. Yes, there are some little spurts. Yes, there's Donald Trump. There are some little opportunities that he has made. But yes, getting us out of the TPP or the Kyoto Protocol or whatever it was. Yes, those were all helpful. But really, we're in a world, we're in a very vulnerable situation. But what I'm saying to you is, I'm not talking about our economy. I'm talking about the stock market. The stock market will not go down as long as through the repo market, through the back door, through these corporations, they are literally pumping trillions of dollars every few months to prop up that stock market. It will not go down. That's what I'm asking you.
Okay, but at some point in time, there has to be some touch with reality.
I agree.
The truth is that the Federal Reserve has printed more than $700 trillion of dollars. So forget this little $31 billion.
I'm with you.
Our debt is at least $700 trillion.
How is the stock market going to ever fail? That's what he's asking.
Well,
you.
Because right. At some point, the rest of the world, it's not going to happen from the Federal Reserve not pumping money into it. But the rest of the world is divorcing themselves of the dollar. And countries are no longer using dollars, and no longer are the countries that the U.S. owes money to, they're no longer accepting toilet paper in payment of the debts.
So it's
going to cause the implosion from outside, not from inside, because you can continue to pump this toilet paper in there and all the media lies about it. Oh, the economy's in great shape. But that's why all these references that I'm trying to pass on to y'all, these are the truths. You can't have a robust stock market if all these other factors are true. And there's no proof of a robust stock market because, as you said, the Fortune 500 is really four or five companies. That's no reference point. And in the days whenever I was studying and I got my minor in accounting, a stock was valid if your income off the stock, it was a blue chip. If it paid back the cost of stock in your income in 10 years. And then a risk stock was a 7 year, but might be 12 years or might be zero. Now then today stocks are trading at 57 to 60% of income. Go put your money in a damn slot machine. Your odds are better. So all the premises that you're hearing from the media are lies. The stock market is not robust. The buyers in the stock market are all toilet paper, printed money of no value.
Right. He understands that. But what you're saying,
I agree with everything you're saying.
Yeah. The stock market is going to fail because of outside forces, not because of inside.
Yeah, they're going to continue to pump money.
It's going to be forced down because of the lack of support of the dollar.
And the 31st of this month is when the U.S. Inc. has a huge amount of debt, and they do not have the money to even pay a piece of the interest, much less the principal. And the interest on the debt, the U.S. debt, is several times greater than the GDP of this country.
Do we see negative interest rates? We're running a little bit out of time. Do you see negative interest rates coming, Joanne, Jim, either one of you?
It doesn't make any difference. That's all a toy. See, that's something that for you to look at, but you got to go look at the truth. Look at where the real basis of analyzing the economy. It doesn't have anything to do with the interest rates because they're printing toilet paper. If there was any restrictions or any obligation to print money with legitimacy, then none of those things would not even be asked.
Okay, I agree, but it's not. So that's why we're asking it.
because that's what people are looking at. I don't know.
Okay, I'm saying that interest-free money doesn't go to the people. It's been going to the corporations.
From your estimation, your contacts, your experience, whatever, listening to you, I'm coming to the conclusion that we are headed head first into a war because that's the only way that they can write off this and settle all this is some kind of massive war.
That's what they've always done. That's how they bailed us out of World War II. I mean, out of the Big Depression, World War II bailed us out, and Roosevelt bought us into that war. The U.S. didn't want to be a part of that war.
Yeah.
But the U.S. no longer has the hegemony on dollars, so the U.S. is no longer in that position. Look at all the bloody noses the U.S. has gotten in the last couple of years. We're not winning any of those little skirmishes we used to use because the bully is no longer has any teeth.
That's interesting.
No longer able to control the economies.
You know, last time you were on, you discussed about these countries that you said there are, I think, 47 countries now that were, getting rid of dollar transactions. I didn't know it was that high. I think that is a very, very telling statistic. Do you see a time frame where, I mean, something's got to give at some point where basically it'll be that the last straw and it clicks with the rest of the world that this is over. The dollar, the petrodollar is done. And what is it? What's on the other side? Is it going to be a gold-backed yuan, a gold-backed Chinese cryptocurrency, or what?
No, the sovereign currencies.
It'll be sovereign currencies all over, but they'll have to have assets behind them. So the U.S. Treasury will have to step forward and print real money based on assets the Treasury holds.
Be out of the.
All right, so you mean gold? Do you mean gold? Do you mean gold, or do you mean cotton, or what do you mean?
Well, gold, silver, platinum, rebar, anything that you can see and touch and feel, but not anything that somebody digitally pulls out of a hard drive. It's got to be real assets. The world is no longer going to accept this fiat currency sham. The Babylonian debt scheme is no longer being accepted all over the world. Even small countries, they don't want a part of it anymore.
All right, we got three minutes. And I apologize for interrupting and stuff, but the time's run. And I'm sorry. This is my fault letting this. I had no idea where we're going to go here. But let me ask you. Time frame is hard to predict. But for this system to go, there has to be something else it can transfer to. You know, whether you like the petrodollar or not, it is a measure of stability in the world. Because, most of the world has kind of agreed to it, and it does present some sort of stability. Are we talking about some hard reset? Are we talking about to some other type of plan, a monetary plan, Bretton Woods? What do you see? There has to be some alternative.
The only way the petrodollar ever came into existence is the bullies went out there and forced all money transfers to go through the Fed system, through the SWIFT. And there was a fee charge for all that. So all specific purchase and sale of oil and gas had to go through the Fed system. And a small fee paid for using the SWIFT system. That, therefore, a piece of all oil and gas transactions in the world entitled profit to the Fed irrevocably. That's how the petrodollar got its base. They could claim all the oil and gas in the world was an asset of the Fed, even though it was to a very, very tiny piece of all transfers. So that's the petrodollar. Was there any reality to it? No, it was because the bully could enforce that.
They use it.
Now there are other transfer systems. Russia has it, very robust. China has it through the BRICS system, very robust. India has it. And a lot of other countries are now asset backed. Even Mexico has their peso is silver backed. So
is this
lots
public?
And lots of countries
have that,
real
that doesn't sound public. I mean, I haven't heard publicly about that. We got about 20 seconds. Is that publicly known, or is that just kind of known among circles?
Sure it is. Sure it is. It may not be on the media here, but it's known.
Interesting. What a pleasure. LibertyandWarOfTheTruth.com. I had no idea where we were going today, but we went some interesting places with the Moriartys. It's always a pleasure. Our prayers are with you. Our thoughts are with you. Please support these people. LibertyandWarOfTheTruth.com. God bless you, Moriartys.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's theparamall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Theparamall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at theparamall.com today.